A state magistrate and tribal justice leader say there's value to both systems. Clinkett Mike Jackson of CAKE spoke at a session on restorative justice at the Elders and Youth Conference in Fairbanks yesterday. Restorative justice, which is used in misdemeanor cases, brings together an offender and community members to talk out what happened and come up with ways to make things right. Jackson says it's more about learning from what happened than simple punishment.
I just look at it real simply as that in the court system, someone's right or wrong. In the restorative justice system, everybody's heard and everybody benefits from it. It's not punitive.
That doesn't mean there aren't repercussions for doing wrong. Jackson says sentences for the most common offenses, minor consuming, are always tougher than what he could hand out in state court.
Usually in the restorative justice, they have to speak before the school assembly. So other kids look at it and I don't want to stand up and talk. I'm going to think again before I do something like drink.
Jackson says the restorative justice process is based on common values of respect, love, and forgiveness that help people move on from what they did wrong rather than become victims of the legal system. He says he sees a lot of people on the street who could benefit from restorative process, but that it's not the best approach in all situations, and he respects the jurisdiction of the state to handle more serious crimes. Jackson's work with restorative justice has been recognized by a Supreme Court justice and Harvard University's JFK School of Government.